What do we know about lapatinib in the heart?
To date, I think the data are relatively reassuring. Edith Perez has presented these data, and there are over 1,000 patients in trials that have been looked at. It appears that there's relatively limited cardiac toxicity with lapatinib. I think in fairness, many of the patients, not all, but many of the patients in those lapatinib trials had had previous exposure to trastuzumab. And of course, in order to go on the lapatinib trials, women had to have adequate cardiac function. So women who may be at the highest risk for cardiac dysfunction, that is those who actually developed cardiac dysfunction on trastuzumab, were not included. Although they did have patients in these trials who had not had prior trastuzumab.
It's kind of a trastuzumab stress test.
That's what I've always called it. That at least for the women who had had trastuzumab, you know, they had already passed the trastuzumab stress test.